VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A major fire has broken out at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris, causing huge damage to the 12th century building. French media reported that fire officials say the fire could be potentially linked to renovation work at the building. The medieval Catholic cathedral is one of the most visited historical monuments in Europe. Demonstrators in Sudan's capital are defying attempts by the military to break up their ongoing protest. Correspondent Naba Mohideen reports for VOA from Khartoum.
Protesters on Monday said troops tried to clear their ongoing sit-in outside army headquarters in Khartoum. But the protesters, who have camped out since the military announced the removal of longtime President Omar al-Bashir last Thursday, refused to move. The protesters are demanding a quicker move to civilian rule in Sudan than the military's announced two-year transition to an elected government. The military's transitional leadership has changed twice since it said Bashir had been placed under house arrest following 4 months of popular demonstrations. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The U.S. Justice Department says it will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. That interference aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Trump claimed again on Monday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of Mueller's 22-month-long investigation. The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of three reactors that melted down in 2011. The operation is already more than 4 years behind schedule. This is VOA News. An independent monitoring group in Pakistan has expressed concern about the state of human rights in the country. It's calling for immediate changes, highlighted in its annual report released Monday. VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expressed concern over what it said were massive violations of human rights in Pakistan last year. The HRCP Secretary General Haris Khalik said the report offered an opportunity to focus on the real issues.
I think it is very useful within the country, for policymakers to actually see where the real issues are. And Pakistan is also signatory to international covenants and protocols and conventions. And so it is important that this is all monitored, that whether we are living up to the promises, the commitments that we have made to larger humanity.
More than 30 journalists and publishers were to face charges Monday over the reporting in Australia on Cardinal George Pell's trial for child sex abuse. Prosecutors are seeking fines and jail terms over accusations that news outlets breached strict suppression orders in the case. Experts say the reporting ban raises issues about the freedom of the press. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Several Australian agencies are accused of breaching the ban by reporting cryptically that an unnamed high-profile person had been found guilty of a serious crime that couldn't be made public. Experts say Australian reporting restrictions were futile in the global digital age. Some of Australia's biggest media companies are among those facing contempt allegations. Most intend to vigorously fight the charges.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli are pleading not guilty in the college admission bribery scam. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli say in court documents they are waiving their right to appear in court for an arraignment and plead not guilty. The couple and more than a dozen other parents were indicted last week on charges of mail fraud and money laundering conspiracy. Loughlin and Giannulli are charged with paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters admitted to the University of Southern California as crew recruits. Neither daughter is a rower. Several other parents have also entered pleas of not guilty. Actress Felicity Huffman and 12 other parents have agreed to plead guilty. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The number of measles cases worldwide nearly quadrupled in the first 3 months of the year compared to last year, that report on Monday from the World Health Organization. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.